And Kuf Yud Dalid, and we are on Kuf Yud Gimel Beis. Towards the bottom in the discussions of what exactly is included in the D'oraisa category of Basa B'chalav. So we'll start with the fourth wide line on Kuf Yud Gimel Beis Itmar. Says the Gemara, Hamavashel Chelev B'chalav. Someone cooks Chelev, non-kosher fat, in Chalav. So the question is there going to be an Isser of Chalev? Is there going to be an Isser of Basa B'chalav on the Chalev? So Rabbi Ami, Verav Asi, Chadam Maloka, V'chadam Reino Loka, Machlokas about whether one gets Malkus on that or not. So Leiman Baka Miflagi. Let's say the Machlokas is as follows. Demand Amar Loka, Kesavar Isser Chalal Isser. According to the one who says that you do get Malkus, they hold, or he holds, that Isser is Chalal Isser. And even though it's ready Usser to eat, because it's Chalev, so it's Usser again to eat, because it's basa b'chalav, and if one eats that, one gets malchus, because chalav is considered basar. Uman damer ein aloke, kesavar ein is a chalav iser. According to the one who says you don't get malchus, says no, you only get malchus for chalav. You don't get malchus for basa b'chalav. Once something is ready aser, so Gemara uses a lashon elsewhere. Mushba v'yomei mehar Sinai. It's already. What more can you do? It's already aser to you. It can't become more aser, and therefore one would only get one set of malchus. So, isn't that a machlokas between Rabbi Abba and Rav Asi? So the Gemara answers, low. Maybe not. Maybe there are other possibilities what the machlokas is about. So, number one, we're going to have three. Number one, says the Gemara, lo to kuliyama ein iser chalal iser. Maybe everybody agrees ein iser chalal iser, which is what we would want to say. That's what most Tanaim hold. Ein iser chalal iser. A achila to kuliyama lo pligi de lalaki. And they're not arguing about eating chalev that was cooked b'chalav. Because regarding eating, everyone would say you don't get malchus for the eating. Because there is ein iser chal iser, and the iser of basa b'chalav cannot be chal. Ki pligia bishol. The machlokas is just cooking it. Just cooking the chalav in the chalav. That's the machlokas. Ma damar loke chad isurahu. Ki pligia bishol. So according to the machlokas about bishol, according to what it says you get malchus, says there's only one iser. Why? Because there's no iser of chalev that has kicked in yet. There's no iser to cook chalev. There's no iser to cook any other iser item except for basa b'chalav. So there's no iser to cook chalev. So according to the one who says you do get malchus, says that there is an iser of chalev b'chalav in terms of the cooking, and there's only one iser. There's no iser chal iser issue, and therefore you would get malchus. Uman damar ein alok, and according to the one who says you don't get malchus, theoretically, I would agree, says that Manda Amar, that there's no second Isser here. The question is, the issue is, Lahachi Afkir Achman Lachila Blashin Bishol. That is exactly why the Torah says the Lashon of Achila, the Isser of Achila and the Lashon of Bishol. As we know, the Torah does not say anywhere, do not eat Basa B'chalav. The Torah says three places, don't cook Basa B'chalav. So why does the Torah do that? To link the Isser of Achila to the Isser of Bishol. Kivan Da'al Achila Lo Laki, Abishol Nami Lo Laki. Since you don't get malchus for the eating, one is not going to get malchus for the cooking either. So, because the Gemara Beferish says that the Torah links the Isser of Achila and the Isser of Bishol to teach me that just like you wouldn't get malchus for Achila, you wouldn't get malchus for Bishol either. A couple of points. First of all, the Rambam Paskins like this chiluk. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros says that there are a number of items that you would get malchus for cooking it, but you would not get malchus for eating it because of ein iser chalal iser. This is the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Vav. Habavashel b'sar mesa. Somebody cooks a piece of nevela, an animal that died. O chalev v'chayotze behen b'chalav. Somebody cooks nevela or chalev and chalav. Lo ke'al bishulo. One is going to get malchus for cooking it because there's only one iser there involved. There's one iser, basa b'chalav. Ve'ein aloka al achilaso. But what is not going to get malchus for eating it, mishum basa b'chalav. Why? She'ein iser basa b'chalav chala iser nevela. O al iser chalav. Right, it's not chal on it. She'ein kan, and the Rambam says, and it doesn't fit into any of the three exceptions that I hold of. She'ein kan lo iser kolel, v'lo iser mosif, v'lo iser basachas. Right, it doesn't fit into any of the Isser Kola, the more inclusive Isser, the Isser Mosif, the more serious Isser, and the Isser Basachas, where they come out at the exact same time. So that's the Rambam that Paskins, like this first chilik of the first, Deya of the Gemara, the first suggestion of the Gemara, that the Machlokas is only about, Bishol, but not about Achila, that is how the Rambam Paskins. So Rekiva Eger asks, here, it's quoted here on the side of the Frankel Rambam, he says, one second,
The Rambam says when I cook in chalev, there is no iser kolel. Isn't there an iser kolel? What about the milk? When you cook basa, when you cook chalev, when you cook regular case basa b'chalev, there are two things that happens. The basa becomes aser, and the chalev becomes aser. The meat and the milk. So fine, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, when you cook chalev in milk, the chalev has already been aser. So that you can apply anis or chalev to the chalev. But what about the milk? The milk was never aser before. So right now, the milk is becoming aser. So if the milk's becoming aser now, so we should say it's an iser kolel. Iser kolel always means when more items or more people are included in the iser. So we say, since it's chal on A, it's chal on B. Right? A piece of treif on Yom Kippur. We say, since more items are included on Yom Kippur, because now you can't eat anything, not just this piece of meat. So we say, so too, the iser of Yom Kippur is also chal on the iser of treif. Right, so or other examples that we've had where more items are included. An animal dies. Why? But since it used on the Eiver Menachai, Chayev Mishum Nevela for the Eiver Menachai, it was always Aser. So we say no, but now the rest of the animal is Aser also because Aser Mishum Nevela. Other examples of Iser Kolo. So ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why don't we say that the meat should be Aser for Basa B'chalav because of Iser Kolel, because now the milk just became Aser. So more items are included. That's the question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ube'emes time aboy, amai lo havi kolel b'migu d'chal al ha'cholav. And then he goes, continues with about the discussion of Tam of Lomamasho. And then so Rabbi Kiva Eger answers, says, you know what you see from here? Very important, Rabbi Kiva Eger. You know what you see from here? When one cooks basa v'chalav, there are two separate, independent, actions that are happening. The basar is asering the chalav, and the chalav is asering the basar. Two separate ideas. And one does not impact the other, and one would not consider it kolel from one part of it to the other part of it. Very important, Rabbi Kiva Eger, for this parak. That should be a first day kol habasar, Rabbi Kiva Eger, not just a kuf yudalad one, hidden away. Okay, but anyway, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, lezeh nireh, tasvar kachu, de be'emes ha'inyin de be'basar, de be'bas achas, de tam habasar, shenichnas b'chalav, eino oser, rak ha'chalav alo habasar. Ela the tam b'chalav aniknas lebasar hu da'usir la'abasar v'avi beis inyanim v'lo mikri kolel u'mishem hachi gam bebishlu nevela v'shchuta b'chalav lo havi kolel. Just because something happens to the milk has nothing to do with the meat. Like two separate things happening at the same time that wouldn't be included in the make the whole iser of basar b'chalav into a kolel. That's not how we would look at it. So that's a very important Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Rambam. Okay. That is number one, wanted to mention. Another point I wanted to mention is now on top. So the Gemara answered and said, arguing about Bishul. The machlokas is whether we say that Bishul, the Isra of Bishul, is connected to and dragged along with the Isra of Achila. They're just like, you're not going to get Malkus for Achila, you're not going to get Malkus for Bishul either. So two important discussions that Achronim have on this line. First of all, Tosas. Tosas has one line Tosas on top. Seems to be harmless. Tema. Ema ifcha. Kedamar v'salma. Kivan da bishalaki ha'achila na'milaki. Why did the Gemara even suggest that you go l'kula? We're going to have a second version in the Gemara in a minute that's going to go l'chumra. They're just like you get Malkus on this, you're going to get Malkus on that. So what's the Gemara's suggestion here that you go l'kula? That's Tosas Kasha. What's behind the question? So the Ritva has one extra line. The Ritva says that we know there's a principle, l'chumra and l'kula, l'chumra makshinan. Generally, when we're not sure how to darshan l'kula or darshan l'chumra, we go l'chumra. So that, the Ritva says, that's what's going on behind this question. Adarabba, he just adds in that line to Kotos' question. Nidom l'chumra, ki echi de laki abishol, loki achila, de kula v'chumra l'chumra daininan. Why don't we go l'chumra here? Why does the Gemara even suggest l'kula? Answers the Ritva. Why does the Gemara suggest this? Because you're right, we generally would go l'chumra, l'kula, l'chumra makshinan when everything else is equal. Ceteris paribus. But if there is counter pressure, for us to go l'kula, then sometimes we would go l'kula. What's the counter pressure here? The counter pressure here is we'd rather say ein iser chalal iser. We'd rather say ol tanam hold that way because that's what most tanam hold. So that's why, even though it's against the grain of the usual principle, we'd rather do that, at least in the first opinion. V'yesh lomar, to b'chai l'shtekama, savrin alon, to adif l'medrash l'kula, k'dei shalo nistar ha'klal shabi adenu, to sphir alon, to kuliyama, enes ha'chal alisar. Number one. L'shtebasra, he says, we're going to get to that soon. No, you say l'chumra adif even over overriding the principle of Einis HaChalal Isser. Rabbi Yosef Engel uses these two dais in the Gemara to help out his Ma'amar. We've mentioned this in the past. An Asin Daraisa in Klal Yurches, Rabbi Yosef Engel asks, "What this principle of Chumra Lekula Lekula Makshinon, is that just B'Torah Safik or B'Torah Vadai? If we don't know what to darshan." So we say, okay, you might as well darshan Lechumra. But even after you darshan that, we wouldn't say it's a din vadai. Or do we say, no, once, this is like a midah hibatorah, as it is a lashon. Once you darshan, if we darshan exer shava, well, we're not sure how to darshan, but you know what? Might as well darshan exer shava. No! You get punished based on exer shava. Or you have any of them, ribu yumiyet, any of the midas that are torn and dreshes behind. Do we say that's at the after you darshan it? Is it b'torah suffik? We weren't sure what to do, so this is a way to behave, but not that it's a vadai, what we call hachra'a. Or do we say that it's birur? Right? No, this is exactly what the emes is. So he has that suffik, and he quotes Kedarka Bakodesh, ten makoros on either side of the issue, and then he says, maybe this is exactly what the Gemara's two days are arguing about right here. Oni levias daiti lahayir the davar ze imha del chumra darshina numitam vadi numitam safek who plukta be Gemara de chulin daf kuf yudalin. That is these two days. We only did one day so far, but that's exactly these two days. Whether it's a midahi batorah, whether it's exactly a din vadai or a din safek. Because why? Because here we're talking about malchus. Malchus is a reflection of a din vada. You would never get a malchus for a din suffik. So this verse there that says that you could pair the bishul to the achila, and if you dash it lakula, hold this a din suffik. And if you can't give malchus, that's where you dash it lakula. Mashain kain, according to the second day, it's a din vada, and therefore you could even dash it to give malchus. That's a big piece there. Feel free to look, in Klal Yurches, in Asvin Daraisa. Let's just read the other day. And then I'll add one more point. V'ika da'amri, second line. Abishul kuli amal abigidilaki. Maybe the other way. This machlokas about cooking or doing something with chelev b'chalav. Really, everybody agrees that you're not going to get, that you are going to get malchus on the bishul. Because after all, there's no isser of cooking chelev b'chalav. Ki pligi achila, the machlokas is only on the achila, on eating chelev b'chalav. Ma'ad amar ina loke da'in isser chal isser. According to the one that says you're not going to get malchus because Einus Achalus is Isser of eating chalav already. And the cooking, eating milk is not going to affect it. Uman Dharma Loka, and according to the one who says you do get Malkus, this is an exception to the rule. Wahachi Afka Rachmana Wahachila Blashin Bishol, the reason the Torah says the eating is in the form of Bishol, Kivan de Abishol Laki Achila Nami Laki. Right, you're going to get Malkus for Achila. Isser Achaluser, doesn't matter. Here there's an exception to the rule. The Isser of Achila is linked to the Isser of Bishol. And therefore, one is going to get malchus on that. So these are the two days that Rabbi Yosef Engel said is dependent on whether l'chumra l'kula, l'chumra makshinon is a din vadai or a din safik. Related to this as well is what we've mentioned many times, and that's the other piece in Rabbi Yosef Engel, and that is, we'll start with earlier, the Kesef Mishnah. We mentioned this Kesef Mishnah in the first daf of this parak, but we didn't see it inside then, so I'll read it inside now. And that is, the Kesef Mishnah says there is an affinity between the Isser of Bishul and the Isser of Achila when it comes to Basal B'chalaf. And it might even come out of this Gemara. He might have seen this Gemara in the back of his mind and then said, you know what, I'm going to say the following. And that is that the Kesef Mishnah says Bishul Basal B'chalaf is an example of a Siyag D'Oraisa. Usually we have a concept of a Siyag on the Rabbanan level. You can't do this because it's going to lead you to an Issa D'Oraisa. But once in a while, about 15 examples, we have an example of a Siyag D'Oraisa. The Torah says I can't do A because it might lead to B, even though they're both Issa D'Oraisa. The Ran on the first page of Psachim says that this is why there's an Issa of having chametz in my house. Baal Yerabai Yimatzei, because I don't want to come to eat it. And even though there are a lot of other things that you're not allowed to eat, but here you're used to eating it, here there's an Issa Kares, here there's a search and destroy, Chiv. So the Ran says it's a Siyag D'Oraisa. The Kesef Mishnah says it by Bishul Basal B'chalav. The first two Rambams in Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam says that it does not say anywhere beferish in the Torah that there's something called Tumas Masa. Well, you can make something tummy by touching it, by being in the same Ohel, by Tumas Meis and Tumas Saras, by those two, and Tumas Masa, by carrying it, even if I'm not touching it. But I'm not touching the tissues, and Well, not touching the tissues, but that's Tumas Masa, if it's a Dvar Tuma. Where does it say Tumas Masa in the Torah? It doesn't. Says the Rambam, Tumas Masa mi piyash Shmua, the Kalvachomer Advarim. The Kalvachomer. What's the Kalvachomer? Im Nevela Shi Tumas Erev, the Enu Mitami Ba'ohel, Mitami Ba'masa, if Nevela, which is only makes you tummy for one day, and does not make you tummy in the same tent, that's Mitami Ba'masa, Sherev Hanoseas Nivlasam. It says it there by Nevela, Hames Lokoshka. It doesn't say Tumas Masa by Mace, I should specify. Right, so by Mace, Lokoshkain, surely. Umana Vela, she Shemagot Tumas Erev, Masa Tumas Erev, Afa Mace, Shemagot Tumas Shiva, Masa Tumas Shiva. Okay. But then the Rambam answers what's important for us now. Ain Tumas Masa, but Mace be the very soul from Ella Din Torah. So Din Doraisa, Tumas Masa. The yearly, Shezesh Shasak Mimena Hakasov, why did the Torah not mention it? Why did it say Tumas Maga and Tumas Oa, but not Tumas Masa? The Rambam gives two parallels. Very unusual for the Rambam to give many parallels. Why does it say it? Kederach sheshasak me iser habas lefisha aser beferish afilu basabas. Torah doesn't say anywhere there's an iser for a man to live with his daughter. It says granddaughter. So it doesn't say daughter. It's implied. Vishasak me iser achilos baser b'chalav lefisha aser beferish afilu bishulo. Doesn't say anywhere the iser of eating baser b'chalav because it says cooking it. Kach shasak mitumas masa b'meis l'fisha tamei b'feirish afilu ahalo kol shekain maso. So it says tumas oel, which is an even more distant way of making a person tamei. So tumas masa is known. Ask the Kesef Mishnah the question of all the achronim: so how could you get punished based on this tumas masa? If I'm tamei myself a masa, then I walk into the base of Mikdash, I'm going to get malchus. Einot shemin adin. So Kalva, you don't get Malkus based on a Kalva Chomer. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam does not really mean that it's a Kalva Chomer. The Rambam means that it's included in what's said. If it's Tumas Oel there, so it's not just a Kalva Chomer. Included in Tumas Oel is Tumas Masa. It's the same din. Granddaughter, what, you need a Kalva Chomer to say daughter? No, granddaughter is a fancy type of daughter. But really, the root din for sure is Aser. That's what he says also by Basa B'chalav. Here's the line. Basa B'chalav, once Bishul is Asr, included in that is Achila. Demashma shelo Asra tar lavashel ela kidei shelo yavo le'echol. There's the line. Tumas Meis, Aleph Beis, in the Kesef Mishnah. Right? You can't cook it because it's Asr to eat. They're connected. That's the Kesef Mishnah. That might be hinted to in this line right here. Right? What does the good line say? That according to one Madama, you're going to get Malkus for eating it because you got Malkus for cooking it. Unbelievable. Right? That's a connection between the Lashon of Bishul and the Isser of Bishul and the Isser of Achila. Many other examples. If you're a member of Siyagim Daraisa, the Isser of Yichud that are Daraisa, the Isser of Negiyah, according to the Rambam, Derachiba is Daraisa. Maybe the mitzvah of Kisi Hadam, according to some, is Siyag Daraisa for covering the blood so you don't come to eat it. The mitzvah daraisa of Tosefes Shabbos, based on Rashi in this week's parasha, next week's parasha, Parshas Bereishis. Where Rashi says, we don't know, Hashem knows, but we don't know exactly about the time, so therefore we have to add on time to Tosefes Shabbos, to have Tosefes Shabbos. All of these are examples of Siyagim daraisa.
Does this play to which
Lashon? It sounds like more to me that it will play in the second Lashon more.
No, but if you're not looking on the Achila, the whole point of the
Bishul
is...
Okay, oh, I hear you, okay. Right, so my word, the first one, right? So if it's only about the Achila, and the Achila you're not getting, so the Bishul also. Okay, so you might say if this is, right, I'm not sure then, right? I understand what you're saying now, so I'm not sure which one. They both link it, so I think it could work, for both of them. Okay, third day, the Ibayaseima. Mar Machado Velo Pligi. Maybe there's no Machlokas. One that says that you're going to get Malkus, that's on the Bishul. According to the one that says you're not going to get Malkus, that's on the Achila. There's no Machlokas. Rashi adds in one factor here though. You're not going to get Malkus on the eating Basa B'chalav. What exactly, and you're going to get Malkus on the Bishul. So Rashi adds, on the second line, you have to add in a factor. Di'im lo hisru bo mishum achilas chelev, ela mishum Basa B'chalav. Rashi says the case is where when he ate the chalev b'chalav, he did not get hasra'a on the chalev. He only got hasra'a on the basa b'chalav. So then, basa b'chalav, you're not going to get malchus on because it's basa b'chalav. Why did Rashi have to say that? What if he would have gotten hasra'a on both? One of them would just be canceled out, right? Because you don't get Inisach HaLisser. Okay, either way, that's an important factor Rashi adds in. Weiter, Meisvei, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hamavashel b'mei chalav pater. If somebody cooks in mei chalav, which is usually known as whey, right, whey, it's when one makes cheese, the liquid, the watery part of it that comes out of the milk is the whey. So is that called milk for this or basav chalav? Alcha is no. Mavash mei chalav pater. Tosfos adds in, there is an issur d'rabbanan. Second Tosfos, issur mei ika. But it is not usher de'o raisa. We'll get back to that line. Let's just read a little more. Dam shebishlu b'chalav pater. Also blood. Blood that's cooked in milk is pater because dam does not have the status of basar. Ha'atzamos v'hagidim v'karnayim v'tzlafim. All these other inedible parts of the animal, bones and sinews and horns and hoofs that you cook b'chalav pater. It's also because that doesn't have the status of basar. Ha'pigol v'hanoser v'hatameh shebishlu b'chalav chayim. All these other items are going to be chayiv if you cook them in milk, right? So kasha is pigle. No, sorry. So that in Hilchos Shabbos, usually Hilchos Shabbos pater means pater avalasa derabanan. But outside of Hilchos Shabbos, you can't go by that rule. Pater could just mean pater from malchus, but you don't know if it's aser at all. That's why Tosfos has to add in by the mechalav that it's aser derabanan. But usually, pater does not automatically mean derabanan outside of Hilchos Shabbos. So the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos has to say that. He says in Hilchos Shabbos, this is the language: chayiv, pater, mutter. Those are the three that the Rambam says there. But outside of that, one wouldn't know for sure. So this is a kasha, because why should pikel noser and tame be subject to basa b'chala? They're already aser. Answers the Gemara: haitana savar isa chalala. So you're right. This Bryce is going like the opinion that it does hold of Isser Chal al Isser, and therefore that's how it can be Usser as well. Semicolon. There's another Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch, but again, it's quoted here. I just brought the Frankel Rambam. It's quoted. It says here, Mevashel b'mei chalav pater. Mevashel b'mei chalav is pater, but it's still an Isser to Rabbanan, says Tosfos. There is a question that Ramadas deals with in Shulchan Aruch. Anything that's Usser, levash al basa b'chalav derabanan. Let's say chicken. Chicken we paskin derabanan. Is it also aser b'hana? Or aser bishul? So we paskin no. We paskin if something is aser daraisa, then it's aser all three. If something is aser derabanan, it's only aser to eat it. Derabanan. But that's not aser levash al, it's not aser b'hana. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger just wonders, so why here do we say that by mei chalav it's still going to be aser derabanan? Right, that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Kashuli, demaishna b'sar chayav ha'of. Deshari b'bishol u'bahana, kivan dehu derabanan, hachanami b'mechalav. Why do we say mechalav is mutter? If it's only a derabanan, a type of milk, so we should say it's mutter bahana, and mutter levashel. That's the usual rule we quote in Shulchan Aruch. Darais is all three, derabanan's only one. Answer, he quotes the Tiferes Lamoshe. Rizzi b'Tiferes Lamoshe, shekosav l'chalek. Tahani dehacha, shehe min minei behema tahora. Here is different. You might be mechalik between mei chalav, which is still in the category. It has, let's say, ikaro mida araisa, we would say. Vashege the others, oaf is totally, it's not basar. Oaf is a new bria. And maybe there might be mechalik between whether something is connected within the category of the daraisa world or a new category. That's a suggestion. It says more there, but just wanted to mention that. Tosfos. Tosfos. Isra Miyika Dekuda. He assumes that maybe that could be another answer. He assumes that what the Gemara says, it's your pater on the cooking, and then Tosfos adds in. So Tosfos just adding on the achila. Okay, that would be another way to get out of it. If it's just asr on the achila, then it wouldn't be a problem either. Okay. Weiter. Hamavashel b'mechalav pater meseyel el reish lakish. Mavashel b'mechalav is pater. Isn't this a siyua to reish lakish? It's not. Why? Because the following mishnah in machshirin mechalav harein kachalav. We know the seven liquids that are machshir l'kabel tuma yad shachadam. One of them is chalav. So is mechalav a liquid for those halachas as well? So mechalav harein kachalav. Says the mishnah, yes. The way is considered milk for mehechshel kabel tuma, v'hamochel harehu kishemen, and the mochel, which is the liquid that oozes out of the olives, which is not real, actually oil, also has the status of oil. Amar Reish Lakish, lo shana el hachshir es hazroim. This is only regarding Hechsher Zroim, then that is true. Mechalav is like Chalav. On a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level. Hechsher Lekabal Tumah. Aval Einyin Bishol, Basa Bechalav, Mechalav, Eino Kechalav. But regarding Bishol, Basa Bechalav, it's not. And that's exactly what our Meisve said earlier, what the Tosefta said. Right? Supporting Rish Lachash. Tan Rabbanan, Viter. Bechalev Imo. Now we have a couple of drushes about these Tzokim. What's included? Ainli ella bachalev imo. I only know in the milk of its mother, of the goat. Bachalev para v'rachel minayin. How do I know about the milk of a different kosher animal? Different kosher animal. We learned that it's only by kosher and kosher milk and kosher meat. But what about other kosher animals? All right, kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Uma imo shalom ne'esra imo baharba'a. Ne'esra imo b'bishulo. If its mother is not usher with this animal to crossbreed it, baharba'a. And yet you can't cook it together. So parva rachel, shenasri mo baharba'a. So other types of animals which you cannot crossbreed with this baby, ain't no din shenasri mo bishulos, surely should be usher to cook with. So it's a kal v'chomer. And then the Gemara says, tamalomer bachalevi mo. That's exactly what the pasuk is teaching me. Bachalevi, the extra bachalevi mo is teaching me that it's usher even to cook it with a para and a rachel. So says the Gemara, one second, you brought a kavachomer, and then you brought a pasuk to teach me the same thing. The kavachomer was beautiful. So what do you need a pasuk to teach it to me? So Amar Avashi, Mishum de'ika lememar me'ikara de'dina pircha. Right, the Gemara says, no, you can knock out the kavachomer. Me'ikara. Important Rashi here. Rashi says there are two ways to knock out a kavachomer. The first line or the second line. When you knock out the first line, it's called me'ikara. And when it's knock out the second line is called Sof, which we'll have on Amid Beis. That's an important Rashi, the second and third to last skinny line. Ulahaki knockat meikara de dina pircha mishum de pa'amin maksha al sofadin. Sometimes he asks on the second part of the Kavachomer, and he quotes the Gemara on Amid Beis, which we'll get to. And sometimes he asks on the first half. So meikara dina pircha means I'm going to ask on the first line. So that's an important Rashi. So says Rav Ashi. So the question here is on the first half. Back to the first wide line of the Gemara. Meichal kamaisis la. Where are you bringing this kavachomer? Remember, we're bringing kavachomer from mother, and that's the first line. Para v'rachel are the second line. So meichal kamaisis la me'imo. You want to say imo is not usser to crossbreed, and yet it's still usser to cook. One second, but imo has a chumra. Mali imo shekinas imo b'shchita. There's an Isra of Osav Espino. We had a whole parak about it. Right? You can't cook the mother b'shchita with the baby. But there's no problem with the para. So tamalom b'chalev imo. That's why you need b'chalev imo, because the kavachomer is not a perfect kavachomer. You can knock out the svara. You could say the malamed has its own chumra. And that's why it would be usser. Fine. Tanya Ida, continuing. B'chalev imo. Another drasha. I only know that it's also to cook in the mother's milk. Bachalev achoso gedola minayin. How do I know the older sister? What exactly does this mean? So Rashi in the sugya starts off and ends off with his pshat that he thinks is literal, an older sister. He does quote another opinion that the Gemara is here going to talk about an older sister and a younger sister. Rashi says there is a day out there that says it means an older sister, that means a cow, and a younger sister, that means a Rachel. I think it's a Rachel, right? A sheep. I think, yeah, that's another day on Rashi. But Rashi likes the literal opinion. He'll quote why later. But the literal opinion, he likes the older sister and the younger sister, meaning a sibling. So let's see. So let's go with rap shot. So Ainli Ella Bachalev Imo, I only know that the cook with his mother's milk is a problem. Bachalev Achoso Agdola Minayin, how do I know from the older sister? Amar Kavachomer. Uma Imo. Shenichnese Imo Lodilis Aser. If a mother, which theoretically, if a mother and child were born in the same halachic year, they could go together into, right, because Rashi explains from other Gemaras, it's possible for a within 1 year old to have a baby. So, if they're born in the same halachic year, they're included in the same group for Meiser Behema, right, they go through, you're only allowed to do Meiser from 1 year, not on the other year. So, if the mother and the daughter were born in the same year, they could be together for Meiser. Nasser Imo Abishol, you cannot put them together for cooking it. But if you have a sister that was already meiser the year before, So that's an example of what I'm saying, that you cannot put together for Meiser, Eino Dishin Esrei Mo Bishol. Surely you should say separate for Bishol. So if an animal, which is put together for Bishol, is also to cook together, so something that is separate from Meiser, surely should be also to cook together. So Tamalom Bechalevi Mo. That's exactly why I said Bechalevi Mo. It's also to cook with the older sister. Gemara says the exact same question. So you just brought a wonderful kavachomer. So what do you need the pasuk for? So Amar Avashi, Pshem Zigal Meimar, Meikar Dedina Pircha. No, another problem with the first half of the kavachomer. Meicha Kamaisis, La Meimo, you brought it from Imo. Same question. Mali Imo, Shkei Nasrimo B'Shchita, Tamar Bachosa, Agdola, Shlo Nasrimo B'Shchita. There's no isser of shechting two siblings the same day. Only a mother and a daughter. So Tamalom Rechalev Imo, that's why you need the extra pasuk of Bachalev Imo. Period. Ashkechan achoso gedola, achoso katana minai, and how do you know a younger sister, a younger sibling? So asyim imbeine, but you will learn it out from the two that already exist. What does that mean? Mehe tesi, from which one would you bring it? Tesi me imo, you're going to learn it from imo, male imo shkinesi imo b'shchita, when imo has a chumra. So you can't learn achoso katana from mother. So achoso gedola tochiach, achoso gedola would prove it. Because that there's no uniqueness to the chumrah of imo. What do you mean? An older sister that's born the previous year, and you already took ma'aser from her. So isn't that a chumrah? So imo tochiyah. So the mother, meaning it's a teamwork. The mother, imo, and achosa gedola. The chazar adin la raizekar raizev la raizekar raizeh. Each one does not have the unique factor that the other one has. Hatzara shava shemahen, but the common denominator is shu basar v'asal levashel b'chalav. It is considered basal and v'asal levashel. Afani aviachosa katana shu basar v'asal levashel b'chalav. Okay, so you learn achosa katana, you learn all three. It is fascinating that we would have thought otherwise. Why can't you just say, this is all meat? Fine, you can understand why you would need a separate limud for para, for Rachel, different type of, the Torah says gedi. But why would I have thought that an older sister and a younger sister and a mother would be different? But the Gemara assumes it's different. Maybe this relates to the fact, what the Gemara mentioned earlier, of Basar B'Chalav Chiddushu. Basar B'Chalav Chiddushu, we have the three different opinions. What makes Basar B'Chalav a Chiddush? We have the different opinions of Tosas and the Meiri earlier, but whatever the opinion is, maybe that's why we say, Ein lecha ba'al chidusho. We always want to limit the chiddush, and that's why, even though we wouldn't have said misvara, why should there be any difference between the sisters, once you say it's a chiddush, so then you have to be marbe every little factor. One second, if that's true, that you can learn it from others, why don't we learn achosu agadola from others? What from others? So Rashi says later on, the others are including Para and Rachel. Rashi Anamid Beis explains what this question is. Right? Because you can't learn from Achos Oktana because that you only learn from Achos Agdola. So that can't be one of the Milamdim for Achos Agdola. So you learn it from Imo and Para and Rachel. That can teach me Achos Agdola. So the Gemara says, Nachinami, that's true. Ela Chalevi Molamali. Okay, so we're back to the question. So what is it? You can learn it from the other two. What do you use for the positive of Chalevi Mo for another halacha? How do I know an animal in its own milk that you milked before it was shechted? How do I know minayin? How do I know that's asur? So my kalvachomer, so it's a kalvachomer. Uma bimakom shalonesa pre impri b'shchita. Pre here means product, means offspring. Oh, not offspring, because product can mean a child, a kid. It can mean milk. Right, so in a place where there's no iser to cook pre and pre, that means shchita. Two babies, there's no iser to shech them together. Nasa pre and b'shchita, yet mother and child are aser to shech together. Oso vespino. So makom shen nasa pre and pre b'bishol. So in the world of bishol, two products are aser to cook together. Right, the milk and the baby. Eino dijin nasa pre and b'bishol. So surely the source and the product should be aser to cook b'bishol. What does that mean? An animal in its own milk. Right, that's the source and the product. That should also kavachomer be aser. Tamalom bechalev imo, and that's what bechalev imo is teaching me. That's also aser. So again, the Gemara says halamali kroha asile. We just want a kavachomer to teach me that din. So what do you need a pasuk for? Again, the din of animal in its own milk is aser. We just brought a kavachomer for that. So what do you need a pasuk for? So we have to focus here on the cases the Gemara is going to bring up. We're going to have four suggestions to knock out this kalvachomer, and thereby explain the need for the pasuk. Again, let's just focus. What was the kalvachomer? The kalvachomer was, if you have two products, which are mutter to shech together, right, two babies, and yet a product and its source are asur to shech together, right, the mother and child. So surely in a bishul context, where it's asur, in a bishul context, where it's asur to cook two products together, surely the product and the source should be asur. How do you knock out that kal vachomer? Four suggestions, because the first three are not going to be accepted. Amarav, number one. Amarav ach devoi barami. Mishum deikal amemar. I'll explain to you. The Gemara is going to try to suggest right now, just because two products are usher together doesn't mean automatically the product and the source are going to be usher together. That was the Kalva Chomer. But we're about to knock that out. Why? Mishum deikal amemar. Sus ben susya achi pirda yochiach. What's the case? You have a horse and a mule, which are half siblings. You have a regular horse that was born from two horses, and then the mother of that horse also had a relationship with a donkey and had a mule. So the Gemara says, the two products, the donkey and the horse, the donkey and the horse are also together, but the horse is mutter with its mother. So you see, just because two products are also to each other doesn't mean the product and the source are going to be also. So sha'asur pri and pri, there the two products are also together, because you have a horse and a mule, umutta pri ma'im, and yet the product and the mother are going to be mutta together. So that knocks out the kal vachomer. You're going to see just because they're usher to cook together, they're going to be usher to shech together. So the Gemara says, just because the two products are usher to cook together, the product and the mother are going to be usher to cook together? You see, you can't say that. So the Gemara says, one second, hasam zera ha'avu de kakarim. No. There's a separate factor by the mule horse case. Because there's the zera ha'av, there's another force that's determining that they're two different animals. Zahapered, because I'll show you, says the Gemara, you got the exact opposite halacha. Zahapered ben susya, achi pirda yochiach. If you have an opposite, let's say you have a mule who is the son of a horse, but there's another mule. Right? So they're the two products, the two mules are mutter to each other, but the mule and the mother are also, because it's half horse. So shemuta priyam priva asur priyam ba'aim. So that is a separate factor. It's not due because of its product or product source relationship. So you can't use that as a factor to knock out the kal vachomer. The horse mule case is unique. It has zera ha'av factor. So you can't use that to knock out the kal vachomer. So we'll try again. Ela amar ma'bre de ravina mishum deikla meimer as follows. Eved ben shivcha af achi mishachremes yochiach. Let's say you have a boy and a girl who were avadim, and then the sister was freed. So now what? Sha'asur pri and pri. The brother and the sister are asur to each other. One's a Jew, one's a non-Jew. And yet, umutter pri ma'im. But, in a certain sense, the brother who's still a eved is mutter with the mother. Not literally with his mother, shifcha. Rashi says, with the min of the mother. So again, you see, two products could be asur to each other, and the product and the source could be mutter to each other. So again, so therefore that knocks out the kal vachomer. The basis of our kal vachomer was, if the two products are usher, so surely the product and the mother would be usher. So again, that knocks it out. So the Gemara again says there's a separate factor. Hasam get shichru hu de kagarim. No, the reason that there's an issur to the sister is because she's free. To ha'eved ben mishuch, and I'll prove it to you that just the opposite will exist too. To ha'eved ben mishuch reres, achi shivcha yochiach. Let's say you have the opposite case. In Eved, the son Eve Mishachreres and the brother of a Shivcha, Shemutter Pri and Pri, Va'asur Pri Ma'im, where the mother is free and the two products, the two children are still Avadim, they're mutter with each other, and Asur to the mother. So again, there's a separate factor there, and therefore you can't bring that to knock out the Kal Vachomer. Try number three. El Amar Avidi Bar Avin, Mishum Digal Ameimar Kilai Zroim Yochichu. Kilayim would prove it. Why? Sha'asur pri and pri. Kilay zroim. Let's see, you have two different types of zroim. They're asur with each other. Umutter pri ma'im. But one of them is mutter with its source. So again, you see, that is an example where two products are asur, but a product and a mother. Two products are asur, and a product and a mother is mutter. Someone says, that's not a good case. Klum nasa pri and pri, ela al yidei ha'im. What's the real source when it comes to zroim? The ground, Rashi says. That's the source. So it is asur through the mother. If you put a wheat and barley in a jug, it won't be nasar. So you see, it's only asur through the mother anyway. So again, that's knocked out. Fourth and final suggestion, which is accepted. El Amar Avashi, Mishum Deika Lameimar, Ma Lepri and Pri Shekein Shnei Gufim. Tomar Bepri and Ma'im Shekein Guf Echad. No. You know what the problem is? Go directly to our case, a pri with two products. They're two separate entities, the milk and the meat. Two separate entities. That's why it should be usher. But here it's one goof. The milk from the mother, the same item. So that's why we say that, that's why you wouldn't be able to say a kal v'chomer. So mishum hachi yisra kra. That's why we need a pasuk to teach me that it would be usur, to cook a baby in its milk itself. Period. You know, let's just do one more line, just get our skull, and then we'll stop. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Rashi. So we finished what we just did. That was the Kal V'Chomer with four suggestions to knock it out, and then we defended it. That's why you need the pasuk. Amar Rashi, just the din. Minan lo basa b'chalav she'asur b'achila, how do we know basa b'chalav is asur to eat? She'nemar lo socha kol to'eva, you shouldn't eat any to'eva, kol she'ti'afti l'cha ariyu b'vatochal. Anything that I have said is disgusting to you, meaning you can't even cook it. Harehu b'val tochal. That's included in the Isra of Achila. We'll have to talk about tomorrow, about Hashem, why you need this pasuk. What about the three times it says l'svasho gedi, which is going to come up later? The Achronim discuss why you need, even the Rishonim, why you need two different psukim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. About Hashem, we'll continue. Tomorrow's daf is at 6:15. 6:15 tomorrow morning is daf. Chakras is at 7. Okay, so tomorrow's daf is 6:15 a.m. Parsha's here tonight. Parsha's Bracious. 8:45 in my sukkah. So 8:45 tonight.